Uvalde, what it means. It has been weeks since the harrowing events of Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas. Weeks since 19 children and two of their teachers were mowed down by a young man bearing an AR-15 semi-automatic rifle who let loose hundreds of bullets into a school. From day one, the cops portrayed themselves as heroes who selflessly defended the lives of the children and teachers, until phone cams showed them in the hallways of the school, waiting, 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 as these children were slowly and methodically slain, while cops waited a few feet away. How many cops? More than in a parking lot at Dunkin' Donuts. Several dozen, at least 19, then 20, 50, over 100, almost 400 cops. It took almost an hour and a half, actually 77 minutes, until the threat was neutralized. 77 minutes of death of babies. 7-year-olds, 10-year-olds, bright, aspiring kids, some who dialed 911 for help, not knowing that the cops were already there. From the first several minutes, they were there, armed with semi-automatic rifles and shields, waiting. What good were they? How can any parent feel safe sending their child to school, ever? Why should they ever trust police again? In love, not fear. This is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.